Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
And one night, a John set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround.
Does it even matter at this point if it operates correctly or not? I'm not sure if it does. Welcome to the Church of Reality, you douchebag motherfucking cocksuckers. This is episode 138, Planet X.
Yeah.
Hey, Skinny Man, how you doing?
Hey, good.
With weave.
Yeah, I have been.
It's getting out of hand up there.
Very out of hand, man. I don't know where it's coming from other than the explanation I gave the other day that it's being planted. But now that you said this is the Planet X show, makes me wonder if it's falling from the sky.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what that's one of the theories I was thinking of.
It's Wookiee hair. God damn.
Yeah, Wookiee hair everywhere.
Especially that Mac Jay file, man.
That thing was horrible. I was telling Six last night, if you pay attention to the video... Yeah, it was starting to come back together and form one giant weave, and Mac just got out of there just in time.
It was completely.
Yo, it's like that. Remember Critters? Remember all Critters when they formed one, the big one giant critter? That's what these fucking weaves is doing, man. Fucking weed critters.
I heard a rumor
that's what these motherfuckers look
like.
Remember how critters look? All you saw on Critters, like these little fucking furry dots with like teeth and eyes. That's these weed things, man. They evolving.
Yep.
Yeah. And they will kill us all if we don't stop them immediately. That's why if you see the weed out there, folks, wherever you may be, whether it may be at church, at the park, at the schoolyard, anywhere you may be, do not attempt to collect any samples on your own. Call the headquarters of AWE immediately in Minneapolis. That'd be 1612555-5555. And they will send a member immediately out there. And Skinny's the best at what he does, so don't worry. He will contain the situation as best as he can.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. But, it's horrible. It's horrible.
I hear you can find them wherever Bud Ritas are and any Frito-Lay products. Bud Ritas and Frito-Lay products, I guess.
One that I saw was literally consuming food.
Chili cheese.
If it
Frito,
will consume food, it will look at you as food.
Yeah.
Remember that. These things are just horribly, and I believe they have the power to grow because of the DNA that was collected from the scalps of the dead children that they were ripped off of the heads of, and their souls are trapped in these weaves, and that's what gives them extra powers. Have you ever had any poltergeist weave situations, Skinny?
Well, what I would say is, watch out for the multicolored weaves. You know, the blonde and black combination or the red and purple combination.
Yep.
Any combination of weave is the worst.
That was a terrible
one that
weave.
Will possess over the female's head. It makes them twice as aggressive and demonic in certain ways. Men, watch out.
Yeah.
Whatever you
definitely.
Do not attempt to touch it. Like Chris said, do not touch it.
No,
call
you will get some type of serious infection, some type of bacterial infection that will kill you within less than 3 hours. You have to
and it's
find
funny,
an antidote.
And it's funny, that article you're talking about the demonic weave, and you look at the comments of all the females that are in denial of it. Oh, my God, I've read it all. I've seen it all. Yet every last one of them had a hair hat or a weave on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Total denial.
I never understood the fascination for a woman to put a few strands of hair in her head. It just doesn't make sense to me. Now, obviously, if you're sick, you got cancer or something, you might wear a wig. That's understandable. Yeah. But I don't understand.
Or an older woman
usually
or something.
A lot of these bulldaggers, they like to shave their head into certain spots and then attach a weave to where they have just a little bit of hair. It just looks fucking stupid. Do they even realize not only how dangerous it is for them, but how stupid it looks? I don't know.
I saw when I was damn near cartoony looking, man. Remember how Tatanka used to look in the WWF back in the day?
Yeah.
I saw
some
goofy-ass looking bitch with a mohawk weave, and his shit was like red and leading into black. It was like fading into the rest of it. It looked goddamn silly. The bitch had a Tatanka haircut, man. Like, you know, the mohawk deal. Good lord, all.
Chief fucking Youngblood and shit.
Yeah.
Had a feather in her hair. You know, I mean,
it's just atrocious, man. Fucking
crazy.
And they have this shit sewn into them some type of way. And usually it gets pulled out during a skirmish, if that's what you want to call it. I don't want to see a fight because we all know women don't know how to fight.
So it's fucking
it's just
weed pulling and hammer punching. It's silly looking, man. Hammer hands.
And that's the thing they do in these fights is their way of shaming each other is to try to pull the hair or the weave out. That's the way of shaming.
Anytime you see hair pulling and punches thrown with the wrist, it's just silly, man. Fucking getting to the floor and then here comes the wrist punches just being thrown haphazardly and unskillfully.
Hands. You know, it's like I'm going to punch you with my wrist. It just doesn't make sense.
Making bird noise. Hey, stop it! Shut up, the lot of you.
A lot of them look like transvestites when they put that shit in their hair, because then they add the long eyelashes, the crazy colored lipsticks. Look like trainers.
End up looking like Prince.
Yeah.
Fucking some shit like that.
Right. Yeah.
Some plastic hair, and then like you said, they got the drawn on eyebrows and just these are no longer
the Parker
people.
Brow.
They are characters. They're actually becoming cartoon characters, and the selfies, they're obsessed with their ugly faces, and they have to have these selfies. They take them continuously. You can see the pock marks on their face. The shit that you have to airbrush out, Six, on these worthless fucking models. They even call themselves that.
Shouts out to airbrushing dimples out of ass. If folks love looking at ass pictures, realize a lot of them dents have been fucking just straight erased out, man. I didn't erase so many dents and big potato looking asses. It's ridiculous.
They're literally
scrubbing down
Raiders.
A baked potato. Get the process. I'm scrubbing down a baked potato. Same process. Content for content. Give me more of them. Yeah, that's what I want. I don't want money. I want more fucking baked potato ass pictures. Thanks, ladies. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use my picture, or you could use my pictures for whatever you want with your art. Meaning you could put it in your portfolio. Like, it's going to do you any good. You got that.
Oh, man, thank you. Goddamn animals. Appreciate it.
Yeah. That would be like a rapper telling Skinny, a no-name rapper with nothing, telling him, oh, man, how about we trade I'll give you a verse for a beat. You know, it's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's,
and they come at you like he's doing you a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling Six last night on KFYB, some guy hit me up. He wanted me to join UGS Radio with his network, right? And the first thing I do is I look at his page, and he's got like 40 likes. It's like, okay, yeah, I really like to go backwards in what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to team up with you. You know, it's like, please get the fuck out of here. And I told him, I responded to him, I said, if you could come up with some type of a budget and make an offer, then we'll talk. And then he's like, well, let me know in the future if you ever want to team up. I already let you know.
Team up with...
Come back,
team up with
some money. And we'll make it happen.
That's how you make them go away, Perez.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. You just mentioned money, and they scatter. You know, most 90% of the people in this shitty business operate like that. That's why I think we all kind of found each other, because we've all been done fucking wrong by ignorant, stupid people in this game. You know?
Oh, yeah.
We try to... Here, hold on, guys. Let me make sure. Oh, no. It's still, okay, it's just a low point in this space song here. We got to keep it going, because eventually we're going to talk about Planet X. But, you know, the Weave was much more important on the priority list because, you know, it's a current danger that's happening now. Planet X could possibly happen. It's like a Y2K thing. So it's not for certain. What is for certain, people, are the Weaves. They're everywhere. They will kill you. They will kill your family members. They like to attach themselves to younger children if possible. Usually put on the child's head by a demonic entity that's weaving it into the child's head. The same demonic entity that might have scalped it off of another child in order to possess the child that he's placing the weave on. So you have to watch out for these fucking weaves. Skinny, you got me on that shit continuously. Everywhere I go, I'm looking for fucking...
I was even going against them on a thread y'all saw a few days ago.
Yeah.
And every last one of the profiles I went to, they all had weave.
Yeah. And then they probably displayed it too, I bet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Every picture had
fake.
Like, how are you going to take a picture? Yeah, how are you going to take a picture of yourself, but then you're taking yourself a picture of a mirror in a mirror showing your phone of you taking a picture of yourself? I hate those fucking pictures, man.
Oh, yeah, the phone pictures? Yeah,
the phone pictures. They're in the mirror and
got their
head finger on that.
Yeah, there's a lot of dudes like that, too.
Oh,
a lot of these cornball rappers are in the mirror with the phone. They usually
especially when they hold the phone with two hands and shit.
They have
a two-hand picture.
And they're not
taking pictures and shit. I hate that.
They're not even looking at the camera. They're looking down at the phone, and the phone's face somewhere else. And then they're throwing up the deuce. They're throwing up
the
fuck sign like everything's
gang.
All good.
Scissors gang.
But it's like... social media has become the cancer of making nobody's famous, making just complete nobody's famous for no reason. They have no talent,
fake somebody.
No ability.
Yeah, but they are fake somebody.
They're trying, and all they're trying to do is
fake it
impress,
to make it, man. Fake it to make
their
it.
Friends. Or their followers, as they call it. They'll put out a song, it'll get a couple likes, and all of a sudden, oh, we got a whole team following us. These are our loyal fans. Like, none of them give a fuck about you. All 11 of them don't fucking like you at all. You might get one of them to buy something you put out if you ever put anything out. But the majority of you ain't going to put anything out. Unless it's for free.
Yeah. Yep.
Why not fucking make a little bit of money? That's what I don't understand. Be serious with your shit. You know, if you want an album done, go to a producer, you know what I'm saying? Go to a graphic artist, go to somebody that they can get you some press and put a budget together before you even do this. If you have to, go to somebody for a consult. You know what I'm saying? I'd be happy to talk to you for an hour or so and kind of give you the steps, what you need to do. But you got to be willing to invest in yourself at the end of the day or nothing is going to happen. That's what these cornballs don't understand. They think that, I'm just going to drop this new SoundCloud hit and it's going to put us over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Don't work that way. Don't work that way at all.
Not at all. Them and use
this
network called UGS and see if they could push my shit out there even further.
Yeah.
For nothing.
For absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And get mad when you don't.
Mm-hmm. When they're not the focal point of what you're trying to do, then they catch what you call feelings. And that's another problem we deal with in this new era. Everybody's catching feelings. The butthurt report needs to be filled out daily because you can post something up. It might not have nothing to do with anybody in particular. It just might be how you feel or how you felt over the years from dealing with people. And all of a sudden, people are going to take offense to it.
Yep.
I've had people hit me up and we're offended by quotes or things I put on. I mean, that's childish. It makes me not want to say anything on Facebook if everybody's going to catch fucking feelings.
What kind of shit is that?
Fucking people are just... I don't know, man. We live in an era where your feelings are more important than your civil fucking liberties and your rights. You know, like we were talking about with the safety zones of the college campuses. If you get hurt emotionally, immediately come here and you will be comforted. What kind of shit is that? If you get hurt emotionally, who gives a fuck? Deal with it. Take a Zoloft and go cry in the corner for a few hours and deal with it with your fucking depression or your weak fucking shit.
I
just think society's become soft and, you know, not that I'm saying I want everybody to go out and kill everybody. But I would like people to quit getting offended and quit getting hurt so easily. That's why there's so many people divided. We can't come together because somebody might say something that might offend somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
It's nuts.
And a lot of times you'd be saying it on your own, like as far as like social media shit, you'd be saying it on your own. It's not like you're going on their page and saying it. You're saying it on your page, and just because it popped up on their timeline, they get offended.
Yeah,
I see a lot of shit I don't like. I just go right past it.
Yeah, exactly. Never once, unless there's something directly in the fucking thing that could point at me, did I ever fucking say, "Oh, is this about me? Who the fuck
fucking
am I
shit.
To think that every little post is about me? Who the fuck is anybody to think that?" That shows a high level of arrogance.
Childish.
And stupidity. Childish.
That's exactly what happened, man. Remember the ghost hunters that we had on? All I said on Facebook that one time was, I just heard the wackiest song of insert year here, right? And then one of them just came out nowhere and raised their hand and said, "Oh, is that how you treat your former guest?" Man, go fuck yourself. I guess it must be, huh? Catching feelings like a bitch. So happens, man.
Yeah.
And that's the whole generation now, too. That's a sad thing. That's how they all are. Bunch of overly emotional fucking fags.
Yeah.
And I think some of this generation has affected some of the people in our generation as well. I mean, our age group, because you see some of them acting the same way now.
Acting a bitch all day here.
All day.
Grown men.
Grown
men with problems.
They're trying to act like the new
general
generation.
To deal with. It's the decade of sissies. A bunch of fucking sissies. Everybody's offended.
Well, that's why I say time again, people get offended by it when I say it, but am I lying? When I say a lot of these guys, when I talk about these guys, there's a rise in single mothers. And these men ain't got no men to raise them up or whatever. So, you know, of course you're going to have these overly emotional men now. And then when you point that out, then they want to act a simp. And, you can't talk about women like that, or you can't say that. Prove to me I'm lying, you know. They can't. They never can. But that's why you have a lot of these sissified men nowadays, you know, because they're raised by women. A house full of women in the house, not a single man in the neighborhood or in their household. That's what the issue is.
Yep.
They got a lot of sensitive men.
Yeah.
Because these women aren't just fucking treating them all kinds of girly, but they're projecting all that hatred towards where the fuck fucked them in the first place and dipped out and said, "Pieces, bitch." They project that to their goddamn sons. So yeah, now you have kids who go on and get hated and ridiculed for just... because their mother's goddamn nonsense in their head, and they get fucking treated weirdly. wearing high heels and praise when they act like bitches. Oh, it's funny. I like how every time they say this shit's funny and cute when they be wearing high heels and dresses and they put them in pictures and shit like that. Like it's
exactly.
Thing to do. Shit, disgusting, man.
Some of these grown men probably still have their mothers put Desitin on their crotch because they get chafe. They get chafe from their diaper.
Damn.
You know, these grown sissy men get diaper chafe. And it's ridiculous that they have to walk around, like, first of all, like, they're king shit about everything. Secondly, then they get offended, you know? Like,
yep.
When we had many, many simps and fake fucks come through, like you said, over at UGS over the years. Oh, my God. I've seen so many of them dudes just turn straight fucking broad. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's all about them all the time. And if it's not, then they got to get mad. Like one of the guys that left, I'm not even going to name his name. Remember he started doing these fucking vlogs or whatever? He did like 300 of them. Or he just, hey, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting all fucked up, man. I don't want to align myself with anybody like that. How narcissistic can you be? And this is a guy that was very fucking quiet. He played the background for years prior to this.
He
didn't say shit. His other guys were up rapping in front. And then all of a sudden he breaks out like, hey, yo, check this out, man. And it's just like, fuck you. You know, I hope Planet X hits your part of the fucking world. Where the fuck you
right.
days. But speaking of Planet X, they call it the 9th planet and the 10th planet. And they have all these different names for it. Supposedly, this is another Y2K thing. But what's the name of that planet? Nibiru, I think it was. It was written in Sumerian texts. And all kinds of different ancient civilizations talked about this planet and how every certain number of years it would just wipe out fucking life on Earth. And if you think about it, there's a lot of civilizations throughout history. They were completely wiped out with no explanation. Their tools were just left there. No bodies, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Even if you were going to leave a location, wouldn't you want to take food and supplies and shit with you?
Right.
It makes you wonder what the fuck happened to these people. So there's a lot of questions. But now, just a few weeks ago, a scientist, astrophysicist, I'm going to just read this. This is off of Russia TV. They're the only ones that are reporting this. I guess American news doesn't give a fuck that we're all about to die, maybe. But this guy said that every 27 million years, this planet X, it does something where it shoots shitloads of fucking meteors our way. And it wipes out a huge chunk of life on the planet. Supposedly, this is supposed to happen at the end of the month. And you know what's funny? Why didn't they see this? If this is true, why didn't they see this coming? They always label this as a conspiracy theory. So why are they now all of a sudden like, hey, this is a possibility? I don't know. Do you guys have any thoughts
right.
on this bullshit, horse shit? I mean, what do you think? Planet X exists.
I think it's horseshit, man. I don't see anything not like that fucking ending the world at all. At least in our
neither
country.
Do I.
I
see us ending the world before anything else.
Definitely.
Christmas may tell you at the end of time. That's the only thing I can think of. It's the end of time.
Christians. Oh yeah. This is the holy wrath. It's God is sending this rock towards our planet to destroy us for our sins. Well, I thought they always say that shit too. Well, we're being punished for our sins. Well, I thought Jesus died for our sins. Doesn't he take the burden of our sins? So why are we being punished for our sins? I was happy with letting him handle all the burden of my sins. Why not? You're already nailed to a cross. Go ahead, take on all the bad shit I did.
Yeah.
And everybody else. I mean, you're God. You can handle it. But no. this is occurring because we're wicked. I remember after Katrina, I heard people saying, "Oh, it's because they practice voodoo in New Orleans." Ooh, voodoo.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's, people are just fucking retarded. So yeah, they're probably going to be some of these evangelical weirdos, these snake handlers, and these fucking these Pentecostal fucks. Oh yeah, this is
here
God's
Jesus
wrath.
Is gonna pick you up on his spaceship.
Yeah, Marshall Applewhite
fucking
style.
Alien. Yeah.
Oh,
please
take this razor blade and remove your testicles, just like I did. And he's somehow convinced 20 or 30 men to have themselves castrated, and then also convinced him to pack their bags and to drink this special Kool-Aid or whatever the fuck it was. And they would be picked up by the aliens. And the funny part about the whole story is the next day, the police walk in and find a bunch of dead people in shrouds covered up like some type of fucking pod or something. I don't know. But they were all dead.
Yeah.
Decomposing.
They're all dead.
Remember, Applewhite had him on matching Nikes. They had like jogging suits on, all black.
It was like a team.
They had
like
Nike.
Team.
They was fresh. It was all kind of fresh, man. Nike should have used that as an ad. It was styling
they had
sure.
A fucking boombox in the back playing fucking Run DMC, all kinds
of
shit.
Yeah, they had the fucking Puma suits on with the Nikes.
Fucking LL Cool J was there and shit with
fucking velour.
They were rocking
fucking
the fucking bells, man. I'm telling you. But they missed the comet, you know, obviously. And now they're just dirt, worm food, bone, whatever's left of them. But that's, you know, media hype. And even if something like this did occur, not a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. It's one of those things that's like a flash, you're gone. You know, like a gamma ray from the sun. It's going to scorch probably 10 to 12 feet. Into the earth, all the way around the fucking planet. I mean, anything and everything's going to be dead, except a few of these parasitic rappers. They're going to find some type of fucking rock to suck on and crawl under, and these dumb weave head bitches. So Skitty, do you take? I mean, it seems like you go into these chats or whatever, these posts, and you spit logic. And you seem to take a barrage of fucking name calling and this and that. And isn't it funny how when you speak reality, people want to turn barbs of hate in your direction and just
they say,
try to ridicule you?
It's funny that they try to reverse it on you. They say when you're speaking logic or truth, they say you're being an idiot. You're ignorant.
They don't want to hear it.
Those are the words they always use. You're ignorant. You're stupid. Shut STFU or shut the fuck up. You know, it's stuff like that because they want to hear that truth. You know, you're being racist was another one. I was called a cracker, you guys.
That's amazing.
You were called a
like,
cracker. Hey, that makes two UGS radio hosts that were called a cracker.
Yep. I was called a cracker, right, and I was, called a,
clubs,
I was called a, I was called a self-hater,
called
and I was called a coon. Yep, I was called a self-hater and a coon.
A self-hater
and a cracker,
cracker
all in one.
Wow.
All in one.
Ridiculous.
Yep, all because I was speaking logic.
And no, what I liked about the whole thing was, man, they ignored everything you were saying and zeroed in on the use of a word. They didn't they didn't care to listen to your fucking argument, didn't care what you were talking about. All they wanted to do was call you a racist and then call you a cracker and then try to do the fucking whole song and dance about how you're this oppressive white guy. But then again, you weren't. These people are...
Yeah.
See, they try to use their pre-rehearsed fucking shit on you. And they use millions of people. Silly.
Well, that's what I told them. I said, are you guys using a blueprint? And I don't know what it is. Like, they're literally using a blueprint, the same blueprint. And then once I kind of squash one out the way, here come three more. Yeah, girl, like you told him. Like, told me what? You didn't tell me shit. The only one that told me something was they were going to come and what the lady say, the first lady said she was going to body me. She was going to body me, son. And I looked at her
New
profile.
York, son.
We've had New York. And I told her, okay, come down to these cities where I be at. You know, I ain't going to tell you exactly where I'm at, but I did tell her, hey, come to Minneapolis. Come to, I used to live in Memphis. Come down there. Come anywhere where I'm at. I'll be waiting for you. She didn't respond. See, because I'm like, I know that internet talk. You ain't going to come down and do nothing.
That keyboard gangster shit.
And once I put her to sleep, four more came. You're racist. You shouldn't use that word. Okay, but you just said I had freedom of speech, but you're telling me not to use certain words. And I was like, why are you getting offended anyway? And that's the thing, because, and I don't know if y'all saw the video, it's all because of, again, what I always talk about. People like to take their camera phones and record shit.
Yep.
And I said, okay, why these people, why these N-I-G-G-A and N-I-G-G-E-Rs, I used the two words in the same sentence, and they zeroed in on the one word. So then I asked one of the ladies, I'm like, okay, well, if you are offended by the word N-I-G-G-E-R, why do you call yourself N-I-G-G-As and bitches and this and that? No one could answer that. I said, again, I'll wait. They wouldn't answer that. So then that's when they call me ignorant, stupid, you're a racist. And then that's when I say, okay, if I'm racist, that means I can control a group of people. It's not name calling. Racism is controlling a group of people. Again, couldn't answer that. Because I'm telling them the truth.
Logic.
And then one lady tried to Google something. I said, okay, yeah, thanks for that Google answer. I forgot what it was, but I asked her, what's a self-hater? And she gave me the exact Wikipedia answer of what a self-hater
is. Logic
is
always met with ignorance. And they don't know what
to
do. They don't know how to counterpunch. Like when a certain somebody was talking about my financial situation and whatnot, spilling my personal business on social media, all I had to do is say, don't you have like two dozen kids you can't afford to pay for, and you're talking about me paying for?
Right.
I mean, come on, man. If you live in a glass house and you start throwing stones, I'm going to start throwing bricks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yep.
People don't realize how stupid they come off sometimes until you point it out to them. You know?
Exactly.
You got to...
Well, people just
go the extra mile. I don't know about you guys. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Skinny.
Oh, no, go ahead, Brad.
I was just going to say, I don't know about you guys, but I hate it when I know that some motherfucker is wrong about something, and they're boasting and bragging about it, and they're getting likes and comments from outsiders and total douchebags that don't know the fucking truth. So then it's okay, now I got to go above and beyond. I got to shut this motherfucker down. You know what I mean? It's almost like a challenge. It's like, okay, you want that challenge?
Yep.
All right.
Like
with bitch-ass Scoop, not to bring his name in it again. I don't even know the guy. I ain't talked to him in 3-4 years. But that whole bullshit when he was talking about he ain't did nothing to the core page and this and that, I screenshotted him trying to delete the Underground Society page. Put it up there. Boom, you ain't said shit since. You know, but I still hear he's nut-hugging. You know, I ain't got no problems with the guy. Fuck him. You know? But still, I'm just using
that as an
example.
And like, in a way, you almost have to respond in a way. Because if you don't, then they think, oh, yeah. Oh, Prez didn't respond. Six didn't respond. Oh, Skinny didn't respond to what these allegations or whatever allegations they may pin you on. So that makes them look right in some way. So you kind
of
almost have to defend yourself.
Their little circle of morons.
Bullshit. Exactly.
Yeah, they're a little group of idiots that lack any type of knowledge of the situation at all. You know, like, I've heard people who fucking in the past have said that I've gotten them deals and this and that, say that they got these deals. It's like, do you even remember what you said a few years ago? Do you even think for a fact that, oh, man, didn't I say this in an audio interview that's on
audio,
the internet?
Yeah.
Stupid. People are ridiculously retarded. If anything, this planet X, if it's in our orbit, in our fucking grasp, it's making people more and more retarded, I think. there probably is a retard planet out there that's sucking the brain matter out of these people, turning them into faggots, turning them stupid. Never claimed to be the brightest tool in the shed my damn self. There's so much I don't know. There's so much we all want to learn, right? But these people are beyond fucking stupid. You almost have to explain things to them at a kindergarten level. You have to break it down and explain it to them like that. Like, oh, why are you going in on weaves, skinny? Why are you... They don't even understand.
They don't even
know. They're getting scalped for this shit.
Yeah.
And that's just
fucking
one
terrible
reason going on weaves. You know, there's a million other reasons. I was telling Mac J the other day, when I was coming back from Chicago, I was on the interstate, and I couldn't even capture because we were going so fast, like 75, 80 miles an hour. There's hair all over the fucking side of the road.
Oh
my
god!
It wasn't even an animal. It was a fucking uncontrolled, uncontained loose weave. And
you know,
everywhere.
The thing about those, though, Chris, is I think one of the funnier parts about finding weaves on the floor isn't just what you found. It's that you are almost guaranteed, maybe a 90 to 100% even, that there was some sort of fucking terrible, almost ridiculously cartoon-like behavior attached to why that wig is on the floor. It's fucking terrible each time you see one. You know something dumb happened because of that.
Yeah, the weave heads... Yeah, they're definitely those things. Once the moment you tear, here's the cold facts. Any of these bitches out there listening to wearing weaves, the moment you attach it to your scalp, to your roots, to your hair, the moment you do that, it automatically starts to grow into you, and that's when it begins to take effect in your brain. So, mothers, if you're doing this to your children, just know by the age of 18, they will no longer have a brain; they will just have a head full of weave.
I'm sure you've seen me compare it to this before, but I always compare it to the Venom symbiote.
Yeah.
Marvel Comics.
It's
just like that.
Carnage.
Exactly. That's a perfect analogy for it, what that shit is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When Peter Parker got that shit on him, he was a different man. And that's the same
totally
thing with the weave.
Person.
Yep. Same thing with the weave. The
weave is very, very deadly. But, you know, there's pro-weave, almost like pro-weave activists, which is, it sounds silly, but I mean,
you know,
why would they get offended?
The pro-weave things are the same people, or the same bitches, I just say, who do the whole, not all women are like that song and dance routine. They always have to come in being ridiculous themselves, yet they find the need to defend ridiculous behavior, even if it's fucking true. It's like, oh, you don't even know. They're just looking at one small example and blah, blah, blah. It's just
you're looking at a sliver. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
A sliver. Yeah, right.
There's no need for it. You know, if you have the ability to grow hair, grow it.
Right.
You know, that simple. So I don't know what it is. Maybe think about this. Maybe a lot of these bitches like to fight. That's how a lot of these weaves get thrown about onto the road. In public view. Maybe they don't want to keep their real hair because they know they don't want to get their hair pulled out by the roots.
Yep.
When they get the one who fights. Maybe they think this weave will just break away and I can get away from this. And then they leave the scene free to buy another weave to replace one that was just ripped out of their head. Well, who knows? Who knows? Who knows what's on their mind? It's another, you know what it is, skinny, to break it down. And all jokes aside, it's another fucking materialistic mind fuck. People have the notion that they have to have this to be cool. They have to have the newest pair of this shoe or that shoe to be cool. They have to have the newest fucking brand name jeans to be cool.
Then they brag how much they spent on it with their stupid ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I just paid $300 for this custom made weave. It's like, that's like Indian pubic hair with curry powder fucking meshed together with fucking melted together with wax or something. It's just disgusting. You want to put that in your fucking head? I don't know. But you know.
Man, I'll tell you what, though, Briggs. These bitches are like fucking paper dolls, man. They're all completely fake now. I told you, man,
oh, yeah.
One time that this bitch tried to approach me and talk to me. First, she tried to talk about my dog's cutie. And I looked at her dumb face, right? And I noticed one thing off the top. This bitch had long-ass silver fucking eyelashes, like a Silverhawks character. Like, what the fuck, bitch? You got some goddamn chrome eyelashes and they're long as a motherfucker? I couldn't even fucking just take this. Just as soon as I saw them, man, I just started looking at the rest of the bitch, man. This bitch gotta be some sort of bald-headed fake bitch after you take everything on her face off. You almost start wanting it to rain so you can see the shit wash off her face, man. These motherfuckers are just not even people no more, man. They look like fucking human potato heads. It's fucked up.
Man, he just reminded me of a couple of days ago, right after that post, there was another post where, I don't know if y'all saw it, but it was a video of this female putting on this makeup. She had blotchy skin, right? Blotchy skin. And they sped the video up, so she's putting on this makeup, fake eyelashes, drawn on eyebrows, all that. So she turned into a different person. So I commented
completely.
And said, yeah, I said, she went from a man to a trainee in seconds.
Yeah.
So
got a RuPaul on.
Yeah, yeah. So then shortly after, someone commented, oh, that was rude. I think, Prez, maybe you saw it. I was like, she said something about, oh, that was rude. I could see rudeness runs in your family. So I responded her
I'm
name was Nikki.
I'm looking at it right now.
And I went to her profile.
Rudeness.
Yeah, and I went to her
right.
profile.
Is that still up?
She had
somebody
the
tell that bitch
jaw.
That genetic disaster runs in her family. Fucking abortion.
Yep, she had her. She support gay marriage and all that shit. I said, oh, okay, Nick. So she looks like a fucking man.
You called
and
her
then,
Nick.
Of course,
good job.
Yeah. She didn't respond.
You know what
either.
I like doing? I like so one of those butch lesbians with the short haircuts comes up to me and tries to shake my hand like a man. I like to grip their fucking hand as hard as I can and fucking say, "How you doing, sir?" You know, give them that.
What's
up, sir?
Grip on them.
Punch them in their chest.
Yeah, almost fucking shoulder bump up and shit.
Yeah. What's up, big
chest
dog?
Bump.
You hit him?
What's that thing that you just poked me with? Is that a nipple?
Yeah.
The cold outside?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck, see, you almost wanted to do the boys don't cry thing and pull their pants down, see what the fuck they got down there.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Fred, though, when they, not just that, though, Fred, when they talk to you, right? Cause we got some freaks that work at the local movie theater, man. I'd be going that motherfucker off because me and my buddy like get high and go, you know, watch a movie. So now you go there, there's some fucking lesbos, and one time, man, this fucking dyke is fucking give me my ticket, right? And, see, and fucking she goes, here you go, bruh.
Oh,
nah, give me my ticket, man. I ain't your bruh.
Yeah.
I've heard that before too.
It's despicable,
and,
man.
Did she have the braids?
Nah, man, the bitch had a fucking like a curly fade, man. The bitch had a fade with a curly. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't help but to laugh.
Mhm.
Mhm. You can't help but laugh at it, man. Cause I want to watch my movie, man. Get the fuck out of my face with your goofy ass look yourself. Fucking dummy. Man, and these people, here's the fucked up thing, man. It's like talking to someone who's wearing a Halloween mask, but they want you to, you know, they almost expect you to respect them even if they're wearing a Halloween mask. They want you to ignore the fact they have a goddamn superhero mask on their face. That's what talking to these fucking freaks are. We're almost expected now to just all go ahead and accept that we're looking at some goddamn girl playing Halloween in a boy costume. Fucking awful.
Remember that shit on SNL
back in the day called Remember It's
Playland.
Pat? Remember when he used to make fun of it on TV? It's Pat. I don't know if it's a boy or it's a girl.
Oh,
they even made a movie about that character.
You can't do that now.
These motherfuckers just are.
They would be offended. They would go to this theater and protest Pat. I guarantee you. They would go
I
out
just
and
saw a commercial when we were watching TV, man, my lady. Yeah, I can't remember what show it is, but it's one of these little shows where they have to have, of course, the one gay person. And so the whole family had halos over their head, and of course, the one gay dude had a like rainbow halo over his head.
Like, of course.
Just a way
Gay
to promote
heaven?
The shit.
Ugh,
just a way to promote it and make it okay and funny.
They have to make sure to highlight it.
It's like one
highlight,
of those ABC shows.
His hair.
Campbell
yep.
Soup and Star Wars. You know, Star Wars had two dudes raising a kid. And at the end, one of these fags says, "I'm Chewbacca." And all I could say was, "Whatever," because you're doing that throat gargle voice, you fucking fag. Fucking fruitcake. Man, I'm
these guys
everywhere.
Putting their lightsabers where they don't belong.
Remember that shit? I sent y'all an article, man. That was just fucking silly where it said, they're pretty much, the next Star Wars is going to have a gay couple. And I guarantee it's going to be that black dude. So now you have not just a black Star Wars guy, but he's also gay. So it's a gay black guy. Isn't that the new stereotype, though? I keep seeing, like, the gay black guy be the predominant thing. What the
Why
fuck is that?
Why are they doing that? It's like they want to feminize, you know, same
black
male youth. Of course, all male youths are being targeted. But they're specifically, it looks like they're going after, and that ties with the eugenics. That all ties in with what are they trying to do, though? Are they trying to erase man completely off the planet? I don't know.
Well, they couldn't.
It's a crazy
thing
to think about.
As far as the black thing, they couldn't exterminate black folks fast enough because we kept having babies. So what's the next thing to do? Take the man out the house and feminize the man. Yeah, that's what
I
it
wonder
is.
Why they didn't try that in China.
No,
you ever wonder that?
Yeah.
Because didn't they used to just drown babies in buckets over there? Or
yeah,
something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They had
an
extra baby
at
Winston
and bucket of white
walls
and
shit.
Yeah,
like
you only
cat,
have like one
old lady
right,
drowning
one boy,
a cat
one
bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. It only cries for 30 seconds. But anyway, why didn't
something
they do that
wrong
in China?
Yeah.
You would think, you know, they would experiment over there, but over here, they just let the fairy dust fly everywhere. And it's
fags
so
everywhere
people.
You turn, there's fags everywhere. And they're more public with them, man. It's almost like watching people turn into zombies. Like, one day, you know, you go sleep, everything is normal. The next thing, you know, you wake up, you go out, and your fucking neighbor's a fag, and the guy at the store is a fucking dick sucker.
Yep.
And the fucking cashier is a fucking lesbo pussy eating dyke. It's fucking it's odd to me, man. It still is. But all I can do is laugh at it now.
Yep.
Oh, the profile pictures, all the people are showing their support. It's like you're showing your support for the right to people to buttfuck and munch rugs. That's all you're doing. It's like you said, it's a fetish. You're showing your support
for
people's rights to spread their butt cheeks open and take meat inside their cooler. That's just
there's
wrong.
A reason Gay Pride Parade is the only parade you're going to see with assless chaps and dry humping and fucking all kinds of stimulated. It's basically gay sex on the street, man. And the news broadcast. That's what always kills me about it, man. The news shows.
And they be having kids there.
The Chinese New Year's Day Parade. I think they do have kids there and shit. I don't even know because I don't want.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what I'm very proud of. I've lived here all my life in the Bay Area, and I have never seen one goddamn gay pride parade thing ever on TV. So I'm proud of that shit. So I don't know what the fuck they do. All I know is there's some gay shit going down and never be in Frisco on Gay Pride weekend. That's all I know.
No.
It's get the fuck away from that area. It's Freakazoid Central. They all fuck it. It's like Mecca. When gay pride happens, man, all the fucking fags flock to Frisco and rainbow it up, man. It's not safe to go there.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, you know, a return to the 70s. When, you know, this is why public bathhouses have such a bad reputation now. It's because the gays made it dirty by ass fucking everywhere. That's why the only reason why you hear bathhouses reference is in the gay joke. When back in the day, a bathhouse was just a bathhouse. Now it's some sort of faggy thing where all the gays get together and ass fucking suck dick. Like these fuckers made it all dirty. You know? The gays are disgusting, man. It's still gross as shit to me. And the fact that they all infect an area across the bridge, it's like, again, it's like a zombie movie where, you know, the whole world's infected, right? But there's a certain area where all the fucking zombies are living, so we have boards around. We know not to go there at night or whatever. But they're just there. That's what San Francisco is, man. It's the island of the fags. Bunch of faggots.
Well, I remember a few years ago, I probably told you all this already. One of my homeboys went to Lake Nokomis, which is a park in Minneapolis, and they had one of the little gay parade things there. him and his wife didn't even know it, so they're walking through the park and they noticed all these gay men with suckers in their mouths.
Oh, no.
Had fucking suckers in their mouths, and then I guess one of them approached them and said, hey, you guys, what you guys doing here? You know, just like trying to find out where they're at with it. Yeah, but they were walking around with suckers in their mouth, and then
fucking
one of them tried to say something about his watch being on his right hand or something. I didn't know that putting a watch on your right wrist was a gay thing.
It is. Yo, always with a watch if you were met on your left side. That's day one.
Yeah.
Around here, you know that shit. You're grown up, and you know when you were a kid, if you see the kid with the fucking little Mickey Mouse watch on his right hand, he's a fucking faggot sissy. Don't be his friend. Fuck him.
Yeah.
It's
a kid, if he ever got injured on the playground and you saw one drop of blood, you knew to run.
Yeah, you scream AIDS.
Get the fuck out of there.
AIDS,
run. He's got AIDS.
Yeah, that's the one thing the new kids, these kids aren't going to have this kind of fun that we're talking about now, where there's that one gay kid and y'all was just discussing that everything. Like, y'all don't want to be around him at all. And it was just fun for everybody.
Now they'll call out a SWAT team or something.
Yeah.
They'll take the kid and put him in counseling. Fucking call out the SWAT team. Arrest the parent.
Yeah, those were the
child.
Good. Those were the good old days, man.
Yeah, remember dodgeball hit everybody wanted to hit the sissy. Like, there's like some weak ass kid everybody kind of didn't like. Everybody would get the fucking dodgeball and try to fucking peg that kid right in his dumb face, and that'd be like the thing to do. Hey, who can hit the sissy? Watch this shit. Here we go. Everyone's just gunning for his dumb ass.
Hell
hopping, skipping, man.
Yeah.
that's the kind of shit feminists don't want, and all these social justice types don't want to have in schools anymore. They don't want, like, robotic schools. They already got rid of shop class and all this shit that's physical. If you notice what they want to teach the kids now, it's pretty much nothing physical.
They want to take recess away and shit.
Yeah. How do you take recess away, man? That's, like, basic fundamental. That's when all the kids, that's where all the best stories come from. Recess, playground shit. No? That could be gone.
You can't do that no more, you know.
Yeah.
And you can't even if you want to stand up for yourself against a bully, you can't even fight anymore because that's illegal. You can't. There's so many things.
Say something on social media, you can lose your job or have to apologize. Fuck that shit. A lot of people gotta apologize for something that they say. You know. That's what
you shouldn't have to if you don't want to. That's like a forced apology is like something they do in a crazy third world country run by a dictatorship, like North Korea. You apologize now, or we give you $1,000 and 45-year prison. You know, I mean, that's something you don't
like,
see in
that comment that Pacquiao said.
We're edging there, man, because remember that shit I sent you an article about Canada? Some dude had 6 months in jail because he disagreed with the feminists on Twitter. And they really did lock that motherfucker up because he was
fucking
harassing
insane.
And shit. Yeah. They let him go, though, because they did find it unjust in the end, but the fact is that he still got locked up for X amount of time is just deplorable.
Yeah, you know what I find funny? And about Lifetime, don't ask me how I know this, because, you know, I have a lady at home, but she watches Lifetime Movie Channel. That's a fucking feminist channel to the fucking fullest.
Skinny, you're not alone,
every movie is some crazy guy trying to kill the woman. And the woman at the end overcomes the obstacles of a crazy man and kills the crazy man.
There's always a good guy there, too. There's always a good guy, the opposite of the bad guy. It's like what the girls really want. It's that little
Skeletor.
But he never saves her. You know that? He always
finds
out.
Or if it's the crazy woman trying to kill them.
Yeah.
Somehow, instead of the man knocking out the crazy woman hurts the man, and then it's the wife that kills the crazy woman at the end. It's the same two scenarios every fucking time.
What's that movie with Kathy Bates, and she was beating the fuck out of that dude, man? Remember?
Misery.
All these movies that are on Lifetime are like fucking girl versions of Misery, but fucking cheesy. Because always some sort of cheesy romance where they find this dude on a rebound who's perfect for him, and there's always that inside. But she's so strong. She you know, she's fighting her own battles. Sometimes she has a kid, and the guy used to beat the kid too. So she's raising them both, and you know she's this powerful, strong figure. These fucking movies make me sick, man. I can't suspend disbelief in any of them. It's just ridiculous. The dudes are all crazy too, man. Like, it's unreasonable the shit they do.
They all end up some sort of fucking weird obsessive, almost just super abusive kind of guy who's obsessive about the family and doing whatever the fuck. But they're just fucking James Bondish villains, man. But these bitches, man, no matter what happens in the movie, like there'll be a last scene where they'll be on the floor and a guy's beating up on them. And you know,
yeah.
She called 911 and the cops are coming, but it's a little too late because, you know, he can kill her anytime. But she's so fucking brave, and she looks at him with a determination, and then she fucking stabs him or something, or some nonsense where she gets up and she gets his inner willpower.
Yeah.
And then the cops come in a little too late because the boyfriend had to lead the cops there because, you know, he heard too, but he's not going to save her. She's going to do it because he's going to be there just on time to witness it. And he gets up and he hugs her, and then he lets her know it's all good. And, you know, they fucking, it's just, I hate these movies, man. It's so fucking
You just printed out the script for their next movie.
Yeah. It's already
those production. Those are working on it right now.
Yeah. I hate
fucking,
this shit.
It is. It's always a one-sided show. And it's always the guy's always the victim, or I mean the perpetrator.
Yeah, you don't ever see the fucking girl in those Lifetime movies be a cunt to the dude who's being mad and beating her, right? You don't ever see the reason why he's so upset about her. You don't ever see her being a piece of shit, talking shit about his mother, whatever the fuck she's doing, just being a piece of garbage. You don't ever see that. All you see is how much of a terror he is, and how much of a victim she is. But you know what? Through that abuse and harshness, she's building up inner strength, and she's getting empowered by it. And she's going to have, like, a quirky best friend. Remember how you always had, like, a quirky best friend who's like, "Nah, girl, you can't give up just yet. You got to do it, girl. Get you some knowledge and learn how to defend yourself." But, like, remember that movie Enough with Jennifer Lopez? Remember all of that shit?
Enough.
Unfortunately, I've seen that. They trained her out of
stomach,
fight.
Man. I hate that movie with all my heart, man.
She beats the guy's ass
shit.
At the end.
Yeah.
It's just fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Every
bitch I've ever known adores that movie, and they all get all of them never enjoyed it. And I told them, you know, that's unrealistic because I guarantee you, no matter what you put in Jennifer Lopez's hands, I could crush her neck just by hitting her with the right hook. I'll fucking punch her in the face so hard her head will spin around it. You know? And that's just because of you know, she's a goddamn woman. I'll break her bones, man. Stop. That's why I can't take that movie seriously. And you expect, remember how she beats the guy's ass after he gets a little revenge, but then she comes out and she's so fucking tough and she's fucking strong. Stop.
Especially when they show them taking a couple punches from a man. It's like, really?
Yeah.
One or two punches you out at her, but you're able to take these punches. And
like
out.
Fucking Adrian Bronner's hitting them and shit, and they're getting up like it's nothing.
Right.
This is so unrealistic. Everything in society is just a facade. It's all bullshit.
Unrealistic. Yeah.
Very, very unrealistic. You know, hopefully, I don't know, man. Hopefully things get better because you want the next generation to be better than this generation now, because this generation now is just fucking awful. And these hipsters, I posted a picture of they had like a Duck Hunt gun from the Nintendo, and they made it into a gun. It's like, really? This ain't Duck Hunt, you fucking hipster retards.
This is
real life.
Hold on. They took a real gun and they made it look like
turned
a goddamn Duck Hunt gun.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll share it with you.
I saw that one.
It's, it was hilarious to me because I thought some stupid idiot is going to blow his fucking brains out with this thing, thinking it's a Duck Hunt gun.
Yep.
Oh, cool. Look, is this for the new Wii U? Oh. Boom. Fucking
you leave that shit in your crib and you have a kid, and you know, you leave for a little bit. That little boy's going to find the gun and blow his brains out.
Yeah.
Like you said.
It's dangerous, yeah.
That's hilarious. It's
definitely. Look at this shit, Six, if you're online.
Man.
It is, I'm trying to see. Yeah, look at that shit.
It's painted. Is it painted?
It's called, it even says Nintendo Zapper right on the side of the fucking thing.
That looks just like the shit that you use on Duck Hunt, man. The fucking Nintendo gun. I saw that before.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fucking ridiculous.
Man, it's kind of funny, though.
Yeah, it is. It's so stupid. You know, I mean, what are they going to have next? You know, they're going to have some type of device that resembles a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle that you could shoot? Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
That's another thing they need to do away with, too. They need to do away with Donatello 6. They need to get rid of that shit.
I got a He-Man sword. Yeah.
You don't like his music no more?
Yeah, he don't. Oh, yeah, Donatello, yeah. Yeah, he's a hell of an artist. Aren't they all rappers?
Yeah, they all.
That part of their
whole. No matter what you always think of a rapper, it looks like a Ninja Turtle. Yeah.
Yeah, there is a rapper out there that looks just like a Ninja Turtle.
No, you can name three of them off top. You got Jadakiss, you got Mastermind. That's two of them right there. Put both those motherfuckers in Turtle Mask.
Manny Fresh.
Yeah, Manny Fresh for sure.
Yeah, Manny Fresh for sure. He looks like a Bulldagger Turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he looks familiar. They had Slash, the retarded one. He's like the retarded turtle.
Is he capable of growing a beard? Or does he have some kind of rare, like, peach fuzz disease going on over there?
He probably has.
Never seen that man with a mustache, a beard, nothing. Maybe he's lacking a little bit of testosterone.
Who's that?
Manny Fresh.
Oh, Manny Fresh, yeah.
Never seen that. I don't know if he's capable of growing facial hair or not.
I've never seen him grow facial hair.
He looks like what you think if they shaved down Cookie Monster. If you think about it. Yeah. It's a ghastly looking fucking ghoulish individual, man, for real.
Wow, I'm looking at these anti-bullying memes, and they're just so fucking stupid.
The only way to beat a bully is to fight back. The schools want to teach them that no, you tell the teacher. What the fuck are we teaching the kids? To run to the authority figures whenever you feel pressured? That's fucking sissy shit.
It says social culture, the cycle of bullying. Okay, it's a grid. It shows the victim. And then it goes A through G. Number A is the bully. Number B is follower or henchman. May even carry out the act.
What do you mean, friends?
Those are friends. Yeah. Letter C. Supporter takes part in bullying. Well, that's the same thing as a henchman. D,
it's the crowd.
Passive supporter.
Passive
supporter seems to like the bullying but does not take an active part. Disengaged onlooker. That's basically somebody off in the far just watching everything.
Everybody else.
F, passive defender. Dislikes the bullying but does not show open defense.
That bitch ass motherfucker's friend who ain't gonna do shit.
And then G, defender. Dislikes the bullying and tries to help the victim.
That's who gets punched in the mouth.
Let's see. And then it shows here a bully. It shows a picture of a bully, an angry kid, you know, with muscles and whatnot. And it says all these words behind him: alone, pain, tortured, betrayed, cursed, neglected, and misunderstood. Saying that the bully basically got butt fucked and that's why he likes to hurt kids. Whatever, basically making him out to be a victim himself.
What's fucked up? That sounds like every pit bull poster I've ever seen. That's funny as hell.
Oh yeah, pit bulls are definitely demonized. And when we were kids, we were all taught that. We were taught that, as far back as I remember, third grade, there was this pit bull. He had the most sissified name. His name was Tinker. He lived three or four houses down from. And I used to be, until I got to know people with pit bulls, I used to be terrified of them because of what I was told. So I knew when I got down the alley, when I got by Tinker's gate, I knew this motherfucker was going to start running in a circle real fast and try to hop this fucking 8-foot fence. And he would get close. He would get very fucking close. And I'd run past that motherfucker as fast as I could. And I wasn't satisfied until I got my gate closed and I was halfway to my fucking door.
Had to be
but
out,
they
yeah.
did that shit. You have to actually get out there and either get one yourself or actually know people that have one because they make great dogs. They're loyal.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
But
sure.
You know, that's what society does. They take a few things that happen, you know, a few attacks, and they just blow it out of proportion pretty much. You know. Am I terrified of pit bulls now? Well, I'll put you this way. If I see someone like Six walking down the street with a pit bull, I'm not going to move. I'm going to keep walking. Just normal. But if I see one running at me, I might be afraid. I think we've all had that instance where either a pit bull or a Rottweiler or something angry, barking, screaming, spit flying everywhere, coming at you. You know, goddamn well, you better run. Even those little ankle biters, man, you got to almost stomp on them. Those little fucking things, too. They'll attack you.
Dog yipping and yapping.
Some of them got balls, too. They actually think they're bigger than what they are.
All do. They all do, man. No matter where I go with my dog, man, my dog is a fucking sweetheart. Just quiet, minding his own business, and here comes the yip, 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 yip.
Yep.
I know there's one fucking broad who walks two of them, man, and I always see this fucking, these two goddamn dogs that she's walking, and every time my dog passed, my dog's just doing his own thing, mind his business, yip, yip, the both of them, just fucking rats. I'm not a big fan of fucking yippy dogs, man, always just yipping and yapping. But no one cares if they do that, you know, but pit bulls are villainous, even though these things are literally what they want to attack. These fuckers are frothing and barking, man, so whatever.
Yeah, they're the aggressors in the situation. You know, basically, they're like a bitch, and the pit bull's like a man. And the bitch is up in his face, and the pit bull's just trying to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, he's got to snap eventually. He's got to say, you know what, fuck this little dog. I'm going to bite him by the neck and throw him a little bit, you know, scare the shit out of him.
Give him a death shake. Pit bulls, they'll give you a death shake and then fucking
yeah, like
you
a
go.
Fucking, like a crocodile.
Yeah, get
you know,
death roll.
Yeah, it's the same premise. You know, they lock the jaw in and boom, you know. But you know, it all depends on how you treat the animal. If you treat the animal good, chances are he's gonna be good to everybody around him. You know, but if you're a shithead, if you put those spike collars on in reverse and you tie a cinder block to his neck, to his chain, and you fucking beat him all the time. Obviously, the thing's gonna turn vicious. It's not the. It's just like with guns. It's not the dog. It's the fucking owner. Point blank.
You
can take a Labrador that
generally
walks the blind and turn it into a vicious killer if you wanted to.
I remember when I was a kid, though, man. A big villain dog was Rottweilers and shit. You know, and then it became pit bull. So we had a shift in that shit. And before that was fucking German Shepherds, I think. So every dog got to be villains. And now it's fucking
Doberman
pit bulls.
Doberman Pinschers too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We were afraid of them, but you know, we were taught to be. You know, whenever you saw something in movies, whenever there were guard dogs, it was always Doberman Pinschers. You know, these
hard and shit running up. Yeah.
Fucking teeth, chopper, sick balls. Well, I don't know what chopper was, but he was just a mutt, I think.
I know in the junkyard scene in Revenge of the Ninja, Shogi, like, fucking cut down, like, three goddamn Doberman Pinschers and they try to fucking get his ass. So those fuckers are vicious. And it takes a ninja to kill you.
A ninja that wears mascara at that.
Yeah.
It's like,
you're Japanese.
You don't need to
make
your eyes
more slanted. We were talking about a show, and then Vail called out exactly what kind of eyeliner technique he used. And like, so there's a name for that? That's fucking... Thanks.
Yeah, because she's a makeup expert, you know, so she knows.
Yeah.
And this dude has, this painted on fucking eyeliner. It's horrible.
Fucking Shogi, God
damn
it.
Bad shit in his eyes. No. But, shit, man, I want to,
like,
it's been a minute.
He does gay things, but, you know, you can still like some of his work.
Yeah. He's got some decent albums out there for sure. Some of his pictures, his poses, they kind of throw me off a little bit, but, you know, oh well, to each his own. what's up with these fucking rappers nowadays? I don't know. Better be quieter. I'll have 250 motherfuckers Agami and all kinds of bullshit that I don't need.
Hey, that's like more pressure.
Nut jockers.
No. It's more pressure. But, just like in every fucking time there would be like an Eshawn video you post up, there's some fucking Juggalo or some Eminem guy to talk some shit. Just take the video for what it is, man, and just enjoy it. People have to comment with nonsense, man. I'm not a big fan of watching people comment stupid shit all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Complete fucking dick riders. It just amazes me how grown men, close to their 40s, some of them are in their middle 40s, maybe even close to their 50s, following nut jocks, some of these SoundCloud nobodies.
Yeah.
You know, these fucking people. You know, they'll get a little buzz, they'll pay for a few features, and everybody will say, oh, this is a huge thing, and, you know, let's get on board, and this, and that. And next thing you know, all the guy has to do is take a selfie at Applebee's, have it steak, baked potato. Everybody's liking it and shit, commenting on it.
Meal on Smash. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, I hate
that.
Remember we had Dice on the 250th episode, I was talking about him posted pictures of food and lube. Did you hear that? And he was
like,
I was just joking. I had to say something about that.
That's still weird, man. Every time you see Dice, when he posts something online, man, it's just food and there's some lubricant somewhere. It's like some KY or some fucking Vaseline. There's always a jar of it somewhere, man. It's the oddest thing. What the fuck is you doing?
Right, yeah, like
KY,
right next to the salt,
eat?
Pepper, and the ketchup and the mustard, there's a thing, a fucking lube. What are you lubing the food so it goes down easier? Or what the? I mean, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know if I read correctly, I think he said one time it's to moisturize his hands before he eats or some nonsense. Like, that's weird as shit, man. Eat your own.
Yeah.
I guess you want to get your
hands
greasy
before
you eat chicken.
Some ribs. Something. I don't want the rib bone flying out of my hand, hit someone in the head and the table over. God, what the fuck?
He's giving the ribs a goddamn massage. He has to lubricate his hands first, rub it down.
Oh, man, people. Facebook I logged in the other day and found something. I forget what it was, but it was just fucking disgusting. And I was eating. Oh, yeah, this guy had these maggots in his teeth. I've seen a video like this before. He had... Oh, it's like, can you imagine kissing a bitch that's got like a rotten tooth in the back, you don't know about it, and like two or three of these little maggots are on your tongue, fucking crawling on your mouth and shit? How does one let themselves get that bad to the point of they have maggots in their gum line? It's just fucking disgusting.
That's crazy.
My skin's falling thinking of it, man. That's fucking disgusting as shit.
And what a horrible friend I am. I log in and have the horrible experience, so I have to share it with my friends to make sure they have the horrible experience, too.
Yeah.
Sorry,
that's the best part
about
Facebook. When you see something horrible, you can always tell your friends the kind of horrible, awful shit you're looking at so they can see, too.
Hey, but you two have sent me some of the craziest shit over the years. Fucking decapitations, hands getting cut off, you name it. You name it.
Yeah. Muslim executions everywhere, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't know what the fuck. When you log into this shit, you don't know what you're going to see. You're scrolling down. I saw this one thing. Some guy said some dude was fucking some bitch on the bed. It was a video. He's like, look, this crackhead fell asleep in the pussy. And the guy was snoring.
He fell asleep
right in that shit.
Yep. I saw that.
Like, he's going to wake up with a fucking mass of STDs.
Yep.
A pair of them together.
He's marinating in it, man. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just soaking his shit in it. He's going
to
eat down to the fucking very inner core of his dick.
Hey, speaking of soaking, man, and
my piss is burning when I piss.
Bring this up, man, I read something not too long ago about what these fucking Christians be doing, man. You know how these virgins? It used to be you'd hear about a virginy Christian bitch who just takes it in the ass or sucks dick, right? But now I'm hearing they do this shit they call soaking, where a dude will basically just put his dick inside of her, but he won't hump. He'll just kind of lay in there and just sit there. And they do that because they believe, like, you know, it's only when you're going back and forth and moving, that's when it becomes a sin against the Lord. So they kind of just sit there
I'm sorry, but if it's inserted, I'm moving. I'm not sitting there, lady.
I'm pumping.
If you think that's
silly
gonna,
as shit.
And you know
what?
That's almost
doing?
At the point of, you know, I'm not an advocate for rape, but that's almost at a point of a bitch begging to be raped.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you
Xavier, how do you
turn it?
How do you
but don't move.
And just say don't move anymore.
Exactly.
You cunt.
Like,
this is
no,
just a sample.
Yeah. Like you fucking church whore.
That's the weird
you
know, shit, man.
I don't understand
none of it no more.
No, that's just stupid. The human mind is the most stupid fucking thing on the planet, I'm starting to believe.
Well,
people are yeah, they're fucking, I'm sorry, but if it's inserted, it's getting moved, and there's going to be some white stuff that's going to be squirting out of it. Hopefully
no.
in your mouth, you dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Church whore. Like last night, me and Six were talking about banging nuns, or trying to,
yeah,
you
know
wondering what a nun does. How does a nun make herself ejaculate? Like, what does she shove up in there? Because you know they're coming. You know, I mean, they can't just sit there with a dry
long part of the cross. And
what
I say what they do is they take the long part of the cross. And even when they're clothed and dressed in that nunnery and shit, so they'll be sitting there in the office or wherever the fuck they are in the fucking pews, and they have that long fucking long end of the cross, and they lay down on top of the little nub on their pussy, a little bean, and they just rub back and forth, and they sit there and they listen to the preacher teacher. They're just sitting there rubbing your little fucking long piece of the cross back and forth. You're just feeling it. And that's how they be getting down in public. But you know, I'm just theoretically saying that these bitches are whores because they're not really fucking anybody. They have all these repressed needs and shit that are physical and biological by all means. So they're ignoring this shit all for something in a book basically. So you know there's still going to be that need there. So I'm kind of saying maybe all you have to do is pull your dick down and wave it around, and they're just going to run at you and try to suck it like in a zombie movie when zombies want human meat. So maybe that'd be easy. Just walk into a church when nuns are just sitting there and just pull your dick out and just start waving it. Watch these bitches go nuts for your shit. Just climbing over each other. They're going to sit on top of your dick. Yeah.
Fucking nuns
and
need
you
to
can
get
use
fucked.
A nun headpiece as handles when you're back beating. You can get a couple of fucking hand or fistfuls of that fucking nun headpiece thing and wrap it around your hand and go to work.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Back shots while holding a fucking nun headdress in your hand, wrapped around your fist, your clenched fist, in defiance to the Lord as you plow one of his daughters. Oh, isn't that fucking poetic? That's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. One hell of a show. What a way to come back and do episode 138, Planet X, and
Nibiru,
Thousands
I think it's called, right?
We had a good
from
conversation.
You should have brought back Dopey to talk about Nibiru.
Exactly. I should have clipped some of that because he said a lot about it.
Probably in the brewery.
Actually,
right,
he was
now
talking about teleporting there. Didn't
he
say that he's
right
been
now
there? Well, matter of fact, free dopey.
Right down there.
I think I heard he was locked up, so hopefully he gets out of jail.
Well, why don't he just beam out then and go to Kleborb's home and play in Nibiru? Just fucking
yeah.
Power Ranger. You know,
yeah,
but
I'd
do
if you can teleport.
Yeah.
You can penetrate through bars.
Yeah.
Go
so
right
you turn
through
the pure energy and you just fly out the ceiling and shit, man. And next you know, you're on a fucking Kleborb and Mingmar and all of his pals in Nibiru. You're just hanging out. Go have you a fucking bright magenta beer and shit at the alien bar.
Might as well.
Right.
If you have the ability, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? But it's been a real good show. Hopefully we'll do another one next week. You know, we'll try to bring on Saeed, Ron, and Wayne should be back. It's been a while since we had the whole team together. Maybe we'll come up with something good. Other than that, this week just keep going to UGSforLife.com and you know we'll see what happens. we'll see what happens. Hey, we'll see what happens with that KRS and Shane thing going on too.
Yeah, that should be fun.
That should evolve
in a more
out of line. I think it's good for hip hop, to be honest with you, to see two guys from way the fuck back actually battling with bars and talent versus Meek Mills versus Drake.
I was just gonna say, isn't this more impressive than Meek Mills and Drake? Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's two bitches slapping each other.
You know, that's a weave fight. Nick Mills and Drake, fucking weave pulling and fucking wrist punching, girly.
Yeah, it's a weave. It's a weave fight. That's for real. Yeah, because Drake is very limp and awkward. Anybody that listens to his music and supports him, clearly you're gay. You gotta be. You gotta be
good. You know, like Drake, I'm noticing, man, in this part in California is hipsters from Berkeley. These bearded white dudes with the fucking Super Mario sweaters and the fucking goddamn dumb sunglasses inside of a bar. Those are the guys who will go fucking play Drake on a jukebox and shit. They fucking started from the bottom garbage. When I used to work next to that bar, that's all you'd fucking note is look who's fucking playing this hokey ass shit. It's these fucking hipster shits from Berkeley. Thanks for coming to my part of town and playing this shit here next to my job, you assholes.
Right.
Those types. I hate the hipster types, man. They look fucking stupid. Fucking circus people.
Yeah, man. Everything's fake. Everybody's wearing makeup and costumes. You know, just like the Juggalos. It's like, come on, you're grown. Why are you trying to look like Bozo the Clown at 45? It's retarded. It really is.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. Sure. No different than these weave women. Everybody lives in a fantasy world right now. When in actuality, we all got fucking problems, stress, we all got bills, we all got shit we gotta fucking take care of. But everybody wants to pretend in their off time that, oh, hey, I'm a LARPer. I'm going to pretend I'm from medieval times. Or hey, I'm going to paint myself up to look like a fucking a clown. I mean, really? Why? Can't you be yourself?
Hey, some of these SoundCloud dudes, you got to figure out, are LARPers too. Because, hey, you know, I work at Denny's and I bust tables, but I'm about to be this big-time rapper and put my pictures online with fucking a goddamn sideways hat and a fucking discount store chain. Now I'm a rapper. They're LARPing too. That's what these fuckers are. They're LARPers. SoundCloud LARPers.
Yeah, you can get your rapper costumes right now at UGSForLife.com. We have them available in kits. You get the fake gold teeth. You get the chain. You get the fake Monopoly money. That way you could say, I got stacks on stacks on stacks on stacks. Then you also get a pair of
Johnny Bravo headpiece,
skinny jeans, and they're actually in the form of tights or leggings, whatever you want to call them. And we'll give you a beautiful Pharaoh shirt that's real skin tight. It comes up just a little bit above your belly button. That way you can show your belly button off to your other rap friends. From there, you will be a successful rap artist. If you could buy that costume. That's what it is. That's what it is, folks. We're going to get out of here. Episode 138, Church of Reality, Planet X. Had a hell of a time talking to Skinny, talking to Six. Wish everybody nothing but the best. Continue going to the site, UGSForLife.com. And support these two guys. If you need, definitely donate. There is a tab there, folks. Donate.
Yep.
But if you guys need quality production, quality art, there's no reason not to get it Skinny or Six. Very affordable rates, high quality, professional work. You know, everything's at UGSForLife.com. Click on it. You know, work with these guys. And be about your business, too. There's somebody out there who couldn't even pay Six $5 that he owes them. Fucking dollars.
that's wow.
That's really, really pitiful.
Wow.
Can't pay $5.
Wow. That's beautiful.
I never heard of that before. That's a first, actually.
That's crazy.
Is it?
That's a first.
Holy shit, shit's a record.
Well, I've been owed $5,000 and I got paid, but $5, you know, I mean, come on. It's a fucking, you know.
Man, you know, I'd even take, like, a gift card that I could redeem for, like, a fucking some food or some shit at the grocery store, man. I mean, Jesus Christ.
The poor could afford a $5 bill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was telling you yesterday, a bum can stand outside a liquor store and make $5 in an hour begging for change.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know? All you got to do is crack him in the head before he goes into the liquor store, take that $5, and boom, pay six's money, you bum.
But you know, it's all good, you know, because I know it's expensive because you need to post pictures of going to a party and you know, pictures of the party's invite flyer and how it's going to be cracking and balling and some other fucking description for a good time, I guess. You know, that's expensive, I guess. So every little fucking dollar helps.
Yep.
Nothing
yeah.
but the best. You know.
Definitely.
Have fun on
Definitely.
SoundCloud. You know, maybe you're going to be top in your fucking city if you pay for more hits. So, you know, get that going. SoundCloud's cool for that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Be a SoundCloud superstar, because the moment you upload your first track and a picture of yourself, particularly a selfie in the shitter, and try to angle the camera so we can see what you made in the toilet, too. That's always a plus. We want to know exactly what you were eating the night before. And upload that to SoundCloud, put it on there, share it on your Facebook, tweet it out on your Twitter, post a picture on your Instagram, and you will be a superstar. The moment you get that first like, which will be one of only three, you will be a legend. You'll be like selling platinum back in the 90s. So just go ahead and do that, folks, and go to ugsforlife.com, hit me up, Prez, at ugsforlife.com, and tell me about your platinum SoundCloud track, and I might feature it on one of the shows if you are extremely lucky, and pay me, you fucker.
Yeah.
We're out of here. We'll see you guys next week. Same place, same time. There we go. Curry got the record. They tied the record, 72-10. And you know what's fucked up? They got to face Memphis, who only lost them by 1 point yesterday. So that's, you know, who knows? Memphis. I'm rooting for Memphis. But if it happens, it happens. You know, I thought the Spurs would have. I mean, the Spurs would have been the first team in NBA history not to lose a game in their home court all year long.
Yeah.
You know, so they fucked that up. There's no reason why they shouldn't have won that game. But Curry was at the second half. He came alive, and it was done. Unfortunately, but you know, I ain't gonna bitch and complain. Different time, different era, different game of basketball.
Yeah.
But
they still
at the same
have to win the championship.
They got to win. Good old Bill
Winnington,
one of the best players the game has ever seen. It was horrible, actually. I always hated when Jackson put him in. I was like, oh, great, here's three or four missed shots in a row. But the good old Bill Winnington said, it don't mean a thing without a ring. So,
exactly.
Curry, go for that second championship. And if they get it, they deserve it. But I'm not one of these bandwagon fans. I do appreciate good basketball, but I don't like Swaggets and tights and Sprite commercials. So fuck the NBA and all these queers
NBA.
Running around tight. I liked our era of basketball better. But it's almost like the closet door has been opened and a bunch of motherfuckers just started running out. And it's ridiculous. It really is. So why not
That's
say...
That's still tripping to see Allen Iverson. He still looks the same. Wearing the same clothes and everything. Baggy clothes. I'm like, damn, that's rare.
I respect that man. That guy, he's still in the 90s. I bet you if we were to have him on one of the shows, some miracle, and he came on one of the shows and we were talking to him, I bet you anything he'd be fucking disgusted with the way shit's turned out.
Oh, yeah.
You could just tell it. And he never conformed either. They had the dress code on him, but it's okay for you to be as queeb as possible.
The dress code started because of him,
I'm surprised they let him in the hall. I mean, rightfully, he should be in there for what he did. But I'm surprised they didn't pull some Pete Rose shit on him. and not let him in there. Well, you have a bad attitude, and you dress like a fucking thug. You're not in the Hall of Fame. You need
you
to be more like LeBron James. Then you'll be in the Hall of Fame. You know, so surprised he made it in there. You know, hell of an athlete, and he stood up for himself and what he wanted to do. Like you said, I saw Jordan congratulating him, and Iverson looked the same. You know, he could probably still play. He could probably still play today if he wanted to. I don't know why did he retire so early?
I don't know.
Bullshit with the NBA or?
I think so. Contract. Then they said he was broke and stuff. And the last time I remember him playing was with Memphis and Detroit.
My phone. Zams, can your phone's underwater?
Is it? Oh, mine is.
You got the Mook 5000.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mook. Hope Mook is all good. Yeah, a couple times I thought he was drowning. I thought he was going under the water there. Mac, too.
Yeah.
Mac gets on a
submarine.
Can.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a submarine with a can in a string.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you wonder if Max gets sucked into a vortex into a different dimension or something.
Well, it's Max on me.
Going into a black hole.
Yeah.
Hey, he's gone. You know, but then he comes back. He comes back. Alex DeFerry, where the fuck is Alex DeFerry? Where's Willie? Those are two people that have not called in several episodes. I don't think to any of the shows.
Well, the one thing you can
Alex
say about both of them is most likely diseased. So he says that's always there.
Willie might be in a. My guess is Willie is either in a psychiatric home or he's dead. And then my guess for Alex is he's either dead or he's dead. I think AIDS.
I think he's in the hospital laying
it.
On his stomach with stitches in his asshole.
Yeah, he. The last time he called on was
a fucking goddamn belly sleeper. He's a belly sleeper and a pillow biter, fucking faggot. You belly sleeper, pillow biter, you. Fuck yeah.
The Sergio show was the last show that he called into.
And he hasn't called back since. Well, hey, I'll tell you what. Alex is of course welcome at the KFYB race war because I do want to have. Besides all the members of the the delegation I want to build, I want to have one faggot there too. I'm homosexual. One homosexual there too, so we can properly see how the all the different races deal with one of them. You know,
all the hatred will be.
Any of these racists enjoy being
direct.
Compared to a fucking fetish like Alex?
It'll be great. Yeah, we should have just a massive round table of hate. Have religious groups that hate each other, have races that hate each other, and then have, like you said, that one faggot where everybody could come together collectively and throw all their hate at him.
Like Voltron, man. You know, here comes the fucking one thing you have to unite against. You know?
Yeah.
Form Voltron.
That's a great idea
you
got there, Six. I think you've got to proceed with this one as soon as possible. Because that would be fun as hell to partake in because... You're going to see people just going off on each other, and then all of a sudden you let this homosexual come into the mix, and boom.
Everyone teams up.
That's how you end hate. That's how you promote peace and harmony.
It's like the forming of a superhero
come together
team. It's like a superhero movie, man. It'd be like how all the heroes be fighting each other at the end, and here comes the one big true villain, and you don't have to go fight his dumb ass because that's the real evil right there. That's the faggot. You know, all these guys, they can fight and squabble all they want against each other and say, oh, you're this and that and you look like that or whatever. But once that fag comes in there who's butt-fucking and spreading AIDS, you gotta reunite. You gotta come together like Voltron on them. Fuck that.
Yep. Common enemy.
Yeah. enemy of my or friend. I camp too high right now. But
I know exactly. A friend of my enemy is an enemy. Yeah. I heard that shit on Predator or whatever. Yep.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
I know
that's
a hell of a fucking episode. Hell of a fucking
hell,
show.
Hell of one for the archive, man. Good shit.
Yeah, we could make it happen. If you want to make it happen, get at us. YouJustForLife.com. Mm-hmm. If you have hatred for something or someone, or for someone, it has to be for someone, get at us. I don't care what it is you hate. As long as you hate someone, you know.
I'm not even
like with
for
me. I would be neutral because I hate pretty much everybody. I'd chime in here and there when I wanted to, you know. But I would want to have like I wouldn't want to interrupt the fun. I want to sit back and enjoy it. Kind of like when we when we have Dopey on, you just
let him
say
go.
Okay. Yeah. You let him go and shut
let
the fuck
have
up.
The time, yeah. Yeah,
you know, sit back and enjoy it. So hopefully that happens. We've been wanting to do that for years. It's got to happen eventually. But a lot of these people, they get caught up in their feelings. They don't want to participate in something like that because they don't need negativity in their life. No, but they can get on social media and continuously bash each other and spew hate out. And they can do it then just to get likes or whatnot, but they're not going to come together and tell some shit on a show like this or a show like KFYB, which
the problem
baffles
me. Yeah, the problem is the internet and typing shit out gives them a ability to edit themselves and not really fucking, you know. Because if you're doing a show, once you say something, it's already out there. You can't go back and erase the shit and change what you said and make it look pretty. If you're on a radio show, if you say, hey, you know, look at this dumb goddamn Puerto Rican, I throw you off a fucking bridge and you land on your head, you goddamn, you know, you have to stick with it.
Yep.
But if you go online, you have to double back. And you can make the words look pretty. You can seem like you appeal to more people when you really don't. That's the only problem, man. They don't want to come out and be uneditable.
Yeah.
Yep. Like why when you invite them to the show, they won't come on.
No.
They ain't got Google to look up real quick.
They're afraid of a debate. They're afraid of being met with facts. You know, and just like that one broad that we had on the show that infiltrated the show. And she was talking about defrauding food stamps and shit like that.
Put
your own foot in your mouth, bitch. We didn't even have to argue her. She fucking executed herself. Nadalak destroyed her. But hell of a fucking show. Good to chop it up with you guys. We're gonna get the fuck out of here.
Likewise.
You know, and you know, if you guys want to check us out again next week, we'll be here, same place, same time. And if not, then go fuck yourselves, because. That's what you need to do. So, where's my George Carlin bit? I usually end with George Carlin. I can't seem to find him. I'll just hit the end button. Goodbye.